stand by. We're about to begin. Welcome, everyone, and thank you for joining us for today's IBM teleconference, Business Service Management on System Z. Today's teleconference will last approximately 60 minutes and will include a live question and answer session. In this teleconference, you'll learn how to manage and control your entire IT infrastructure to reduce the high cost of application downtime and ultimately drive the greatest impact to the business. It starts with System Z, the hub for data, security, and service-oriented architecture. The speaker for today's teleconference is Clayton Ching, Senior Market Manager, Business Service Management, IBM Software Group, Tivoli. At this time, I would like to hand it over to our speaker, Clayton Ching. Please go ahead.
And thank you, operator. My name is Clayton Ching. I'm the Market Manager for Business Service Management at IBM. And today I'm going to be discussing with you Business Service Management on System Z. Starting out with just a quick agenda, we'll talk a little bit about what a business service is. We'll have some discussions about metrics versus IT metrics and business metrics, and we'll dive then right into Business Service Management. The slide we're moving towards right now is business service, business metrics versus IT metrics, and we're moving to slide number 4. A good way to start in understanding what a business service management is all about is to first understand what a business service is. And with slide number 4, we're here to discuss and understand what a business service is all about. We have a traditional understanding. It is essentially what a customer is seeing from your business. A business service can be defined really quite simply as written on the slide as a business service is any customer, partner, or user-facing group of applications, middleware, security, storage, networks, and other supporting infrastructure that come together to enable a comprehensive end-to-end business process, transaction, or exchange of information. Now, that's not a legal definition of what a business service is, but that's really a practical definition of what a business service is. So essentially, if you're involved with online banking or buying something off a website in terms of e-commerce or applying for a credit card or doing any kind of a bill pay process, that is essentially what a business service is in our definition here. So the structure you're seeing is essentially what a business service is, what a business service has to traverse in terms of the infrastructure, and how a business service really processes its way through an overall system. On the next slide, we'd like to then define what a KPI is. A KPI is nothing more than what we call a key performance indicator, right? It's designed for lines of business managers. It usually represents a financial metric of some sort. Not an IT metric, but a financial metric that reflects strategic performance on a specific organization. Now, it can represent something as simple as cash, how much money a company has on hand, or it can be very, very complex, such as number of banking transactions that meet a certain criteria. It could represent a medical record, number of process ordered, for instance, or it could represent a number of failed transactions. So KPI is key to our understanding of what business service management is all about. The next slide are some examples of what KPIs might look like. We have some examples on page 6, which represent what a retail financial services might define as KPIs, or what an automotive manufacturing sales organization might define as a KPI, or equities trading, or so forth. So you can see on this particular slide, we're showing maybe some quick examples of what the KPI by industry might look like. Now, if you look at them very carefully, you notice that they're not very IT-oriented. They're very business-oriented, and that's really the key behind what a KPI is all about. We're not looking at IT orientation here, but a very business orientation here. So you can see, for example, equities trading, number of transactions that we're completing online, or number of transactions that have passed to a trading floor. Again, it's not very IT-oriented, but again, very business-oriented. Now, the next slide on page 7 would represent an IT-centric KPI. I want to make sure that you differentiate the two very, very clearly in your own mind when we talk about KPIs. So KPI from an IT perspective would be representative, for instance, in an email environment. How many megabytes of email are being processed by a specific server, or how many megabytes or email are being transferred over a specific line? Or an example would be server virtualization, right? What is my CPU utilization in a virtualized environment? or what is my utilization in a logical or a physical mainframe utilization environment, for instance, in an LPAR. So again, the differences between KPIs are very significant when we're talking about business KPIs or when we're talking about IT-centric KPIs. And in BSM, or business service management, our direction will be directed towards the business KPI rather than the IT-centric KPI. What I'd like to do now is move into really talking about what business service management is all about and why it exists and what it's there for. So moving on to page number 9. Some of the common challenges to aligning operations and business services are plenty. So you can see on the chart on page number 9, you can see on the very top you're seeing multiple business services. Now those might represent those that might exist in your own company. For instance, a trading application, or a banking service, or a retail service, or a shopping cart service. Those might be representative of those specific services that might exist in your company, and you might have several of those. On the bottom of the chart, you'll see that in many traditional IT environments, many companies are still divided along silo orientation. So in other words, you might have companies that have a NOC, which is a network operations area, or a SOC, which is security operations area. You might have data center environments. You might have lines of businesses. The key here is, though, they're all divided up into multiple operation centers. Along with those, they're also divided up into multiple silos, multiple tools, multiple technologies. You have different staff members and different vendors providing you with tools, with software, along each one of those individual multiple operation centers. What you could have, in fact, is a communication gap between all of those individual silos that exist within the multiple operation centers, such as the NOCs, between the SOCs, the security ops center, or the data center, or the lines of businesses. The centerpiece says that's the service visibility gap. What you're dealing with, then, is the operations below need to somehow provide the business with the services that they need. So you have services that could span multiple areas. You have lines of businesses that will span that might have to deal with multiple services. So there's a lot of complexity here. So how do I then align my operations and business services together? How is that done? Well, the answer to that is, in fact, business service management. And the next slide here will help us identify what that looks like from an IBM BSM solution standpoint. What we're seeing then in the pyramid, or the triangle, is, in fact, on the very bottom, a lot of the technology components that you currently have in your company. You have applications. You have servers, you have networks, you might have security, you have mainframes on System Z, you have storage, you have a number of different individual components. And all of these areas, in fact, are revealing themselves in many different ways. They're providing you with real-time information about what the status are. They're providing you with events. They're providing you with performance information. And all that will then come up on the bottom of the pyramid. Moving up to the pyramid, you're then dealing with service contextual analysis. We're now looking at real-time service modeling, real-time SLAs, service level agreements, and KPIs, key performance indicators, calculations, and analysis. As you move up the pyramid, you then can see things such as service visualization, real-time business and operational dashboards, and then the very top, business service management. So the idea here is taking into account all those components on the bottom, all the infrastructure components from an IT perspective, adding in the business context to it, and coming up with then a service visualization or business service management. Moving on to the next page is a little more technical, is slightly more technical diagram on page 11, where you're seeing then business service management revealing itself on a more technology-oriented level. Business service management is, in fact, a way that you can see a full end-to-end environment. You can see everything from your mainframe to your distributed to your network to your security systems all the way across the board. But for purposes of this discussion, we're going to be emphasizing ourselves really looking at the mainframe And in this case, we can look at NetNetView ZOS. We can look at Omegamon, sending events into my TBSM or Tivoli Business Service Manager dashboard. The next page on slide 12 shows a quick example of what a business dashboard might look like. You notice a business dashboard has a number of areas on it which can be separated out. You can see then on the upper right-hand side, you can see the real-time business indicators. Just beneath that, you can see some number of transactions. Now, if you notice very, very quickly, you can see right away that we're not referencing any sort of IT KPIs. In other words, there's nothing on the dashboard that necessarily would be indicative of an IT environment. In other words, it doesn't show necessarily an IO statistic. It doesn't show any processor statistics. What we're trying to show with a business dashboard then is what are the relevant business metrics that pertain to this specific business. So we're showing just, again, some quick examples, domain status indicators in a variety of geographical areas in, let's say, online banking status. We're showing some security status. We might even show third-party information. We might even be able to hook up to a search engine and demonstrate our ability to look at specific areas on a third-party level, as well as showing some real-time and historical information. So again, this is just one example of what a dashboard might look like to a specific company. On page 13, this might be another example of what a dashboard might look like for a specific company, what might be valuable for a specific company. The dashboard really is divided up into a right-hand, left-hand sort of the design. On the left side, you're seeing a scorecard. On the right side, you're seeing what's called a service dependency view. Starting with the scorecard, if you take a close look at it, you can see that the scorecard is showing specific services that the company is interested in identifying or has identified as being very mission-critical to the business. So if you take a close look at it, you can see such things as cancel order, change order, buying, selling, and so forth. You can see the state of that particular service, the infrastructure state, perhaps some information about its throughput, its response time, and at the very end of the scorecard, you can see total number of tickets opened for that particular service. That would represent, in fact, all these, in fact, represent key performance indicators or KPIs. They are specific to the business. They represent the conditions that apply to the business. On the right side of the chart, this is a real-time service dependency view. It's a hierarchical understanding of a specific service. An example here you can see would show view service on ET exchange trading. So what we're seeing then is an example of what a trading example and all the individual dependencies that feed up to the overall service called exchange trading. Now, exchange trading, you can see, has a number of things beneath it in a hierarchical view. It's a very complex system, and the example shows a red indicator in the circle showing that you might have a failure or you might have an impact to the overall service. So the capability of business service management, or TBSM, called Business Service Manager, can immediately show a visualization of what is going on with the specific service, whether or not the service is being impacted by a specific piece of infrastructure that it might be dependent on. In this case, it looks like a disk drive. Other parts of the visual display shows real-time event root cause views on the left side, lower left, and SLS a little bit on SLA performance tracking, as well as some information on contextual view. In other words, what are some of the service impacts occurring within this particular area? So you can see that from a TBSM standpoint, we can show a number of different visualizations for any particular user. Moving on to page 14, some of the key features of business service management then, it's really all about aligning IT with services offered by the business with the goal of improving service quality to the customer. That's really the goal. You want to make sure everything is aligned correctly. You want to make sure your IT organization understands what's important to the business. You want to understand what services are important to the business. and making sure they're aligning correctly with all those services. Because a company may have hundreds, if not thousands, of services. Some may be, and all of them may represent different priorities within the company. We want to make sure IT is aware of those prioritizations. We want to make sure IT is aware of all the services that are important to the business and all its underlying dependencies. The next bullet says BSM provides the means for IT and service managers to visualize and assure the health and performance of critical business services. That's absolutely true. We want to make sure that you can see everything that's happening, not only from an IT standpoint, but we have now something called service managers or lines of business managers that are very interested, not necessarily in IT, but they're very interested in how their services are performing. And these lines of business managers or service managers want to make sure they can see and view their services and understand if there's any impacts to those specific services and thus impacts to your customers and perhaps impacts your overall revenue, therefore profit and loss. Some of the overall capabilities of it, we can definitely model and visualize all your services. It is definitely in real time, so when something happens to your environment, an indicator will appear on the graphic and show you in real time that there is a problem happening right now and that perhaps some investigation should take place. It is all very dynamic, so when you have a KPI that is perhaps having problems or in trouble or exceeding a certain threshold, everything will change automatically. You're allowed to create your own rules. You're allowed to create your own calculations from the metrics that you can acquire. We have the ability to fully integrate with our application discovery and our CMDB and our inventory. So we're able to integrate with the proper tools. Everything within your BSM system can be made fully dynamic, so you don't have to go through and make a lot of manual changes. It changes automatically for you as your system changes, since we're integrating with many of the tools. Everything can be fully tailored. In other words, you don't need to deal with, if you wish to see things in a specific way, you're able to modify those views for you very dynamically. We also offer something called a multi-tenancy option, which means we can assign specific user and role permissions to control which view a certain person can see. So if you have a large organization that you're dealing with, and let's say you want to have a certain department be capable of viewing a certain service or a certain scorecard, but not others, you're able to contain that very, very easily. So you're able to actually permit people to see certain things and deny permissions for people to not see certain areas as well. Naturally, we have full drill-down support, so you can drill down to certain products as well. So we have a number of key features in the business service management world. We can actually change things very quickly. It's all in real time. It's all fully automated, and it's certainly very dynamic. Moving on to the next page, 15. We really think that there are some key benefits for both IT as well as business to implement business service management. Just some quick benefits here. First things first, from a business standpoint, you're going to probably gain something you've never had the ability to see before. Key real-time visibility to your business performance indicators. You'll be able to see the entire end-to-end environment. For System Z, your distributed, your security, and your networks. You'll be able to gain and improve your customer experience because you'll be able to know if there's any service impact. If there's any processes that may be deemed as a bottleneck, you'll be able to actually see that and streamline these processes so you can identify bottlenecks very, very quickly. It works very, very well in the service levels as well. You can make sure you can see that your service levels are, in fact, being met. And naturally, you'll be able to improve any investment planning you might have, reduce unnecessary capital expense because any environment or any of the IT components that really are not making the proper contribution to the service, maybe you're able to implement or change the way those IT elements are being used or being utilized because you that then can identify the overall utilization impact to the service. From an operational standpoint, you can now manage against your business objectives for improved business impact analysis. You can improve operational agility through tools and integration, because everything now is very, very highly automated. Discovery process can be highly automated. the events that come into your environment are then highly automated. So the manual process now, which may perhaps once was occurring in your company, can now be highly automated. You can pinpoint root causes across those multiple silos that I discussed earlier. So now you have silos that exist within your company, perhaps even in the mainframe environment. You have people that work on the operating system, the ZOS system. You have people that perhaps work on CICS, people that work on your database areas, such as DB2 or IMS. Those are all individual silos as well. Now you can improve the across communication between those silos and thus improve what we call mean time to resolution, or MTTR. Identify future service requirements for improved IT investment planning. So you can see things now. As your services are growing, you can actually identify what services might need additional investment from an IT standpoint. And naturally, then, you can streamline all your delivery processes and improve all your productivity within your company. So BSM, our IBM BSM software, is fully integrated for service and visibility and intelligence. We have full breadth of capability. We scale like no other environment that certainly I'm aware of. The scalability is second to none. It's extremely fast. It deploys very quickly for immediate ROI. You can leverage all your existing investments without disruptive changes, and it's enormously flexible. You can fit the tool right into the business very, very quickly. What I'd like to do now is concentrate specifically on the next couple of slides on BSM on System Z. BSM on System Z is unique. As we know, it is, in fact, the mainframe. It is many times in many companies your central server. It contains your data. It contains much of your mission-critical data. So what I'd like to do now is sort of take you through a few slides which sort of demonstrate the growth of business service management up from where we were to where we are today. So I'm on slide 18. And on slide 18, we can see really two displays. The low-level diagnosis on the very bottom is a Megamon classic. I think a lot of us that have been in the Z world for a while might recognize Omegamon Classic as being one of the primary or key monitors that exists within your company. It could very well be there. What it does, it can monitor your ZOS system, it can monitor your KIC system, your IMS, your DB2, it can monitor any number of environments specifically in the Z system. And it's very low level. It is very much for the technical support staff or systems programmers. So let's say it's very technology-oriented. Moving up a notch, you'll see that that references ITM. That's IBM Tivoli Monitoring and Omegamon XE. Now, these are more visually-oriented monitors, very, very visually-oriented, and it certainly shows things on a more graphical level, something that's a little easier to see, something for an operations staff, perhaps, might be easier to identify things with, or perhaps your technical support staff. So see, we're moving up from the Omegamon Classic to the IBM Tivoli Monitoring and Omegamon XE, which is much more visually oriented. So moving up on page 19, we can see now we're moving into something even more visually oriented, or not necessarily technically oriented, but certainly more business oriented. As I've been emphasizing through the presentation, you're looking at Tivoli Business Service Manager now, which is utilizing those components such as ITM or Omegamon XE or Omegamon Classic, as well as the business concepts, and now producing visualizations around your business views. So you can see business component views, which could be appropriate maybe for your application staff, your help desk staff, or your operations staff, and maybe even at a higher level view, which I explained just earlier, which might be your scorecard, which could be very appropriate for your business managers or even your end users to see because it makes sense from a business standpoint. These couple of slides really are designed to show you the process that we're moving towards or some of the directions we're moving towards. We're moving from an IT perspective to a more business perspective. Naturally, I'm not trying to say that we don't need the IT perspective anymore. That's certainly something we need. It's something that is very, very useful. It's something we'll be around. It's something very necessary. But now we have not only an IT perspective capability here, but with TBSM we'll have a very business perspective capable environment as well. So moving on to page 20, what are some of the key steps to a successful DSM solution. How do you implement this? Well, we think there's a reasonable five-step process involved, and you don't need to follow the exact steps here, but we think if you follow these steps, it'll probably bring you up to a very, very nice business service management type of solution, where things are now taken from very much a business perspective. Starting from number one, what is the overall experience? What is the performance of your real-time transactions? What is the current status of your services? What sort of experience or response times are your end users experiencing right now from the services that you currently have? We think that's step number one, seeing what's there today as the cornerstone of getting started. Step number two is, let's do a discovery. Find out what are the dependencies for all my services. We know that we have several services that we're trying to monitor. Let's say you have some banking applications, or you have some financial trading applications, or you might have some retail transactions that dive into the shopping cart itself. What are the dependencies on those specific services? Do we know what the relationships are? Do we know what servers those services are dependent on? Do we know what databases those services are dependent on? Do we know what application servers those services are dependent on? Let's do a discovery. Let's find out what dependencies are and see what the relationships are so we understand the importance of all those underlying pieces and components. Item number three is infrastructure events. Let's determine if there are any events or faults coming from any of your source monitoring data, which in fact could be Omegamon or ITM. Omegamon, as we know, can determine whether or not there's problems occurring in your IT environment or any component within the IT system itself. Now, those events then can be fed and then consumed by your BSM system so that we'll be able to see and understand where those problems actually are occurring. Step number four is, now let's add in the business metrics. So step number three was, your IT technology metrics are now available to us, and you can see those. Step number four is, let's look at the business metrics. That could be total number of trouble tickets. That could be amount of cash available. That could be call records. That could be billing data. That could be process dependency, revenue, or even risk analysis data. All that data can now be added in because we understand the dependencies, we understand the IT infrastructure, and now we fold in the business metrics on top of that, or what we call KPIs, as I mentioned earlier, the key performance indicators, the business metrics. Now, once we have all that completed for any particular service, we can now view it, and that's step number five. We have intelligent views. We can look at businesses from an LOB view, which is line of business view. We can see service level management, service level agreements. We can see revenue, health, service, customer experience. We can also adjust it for operational views. So if you want a more of an operational view, we can do root cause analysis, something we're calling RCA, impact analysis, or problem resolution. I think it's a very basic step-by-step process to get us to a BSM solution. Moving forward to page 21, let's take a look at Tivoli Business Service Manager in some detail. So right now I'm on slide 22. Let's look at some of the basic architecture for TBSM version 4.1. That's the current release of Tivoli Business Service Manager that's currently out today. And this is its basic architecture. You can see that everything pretty much can feed into it. So we have the TBSM server, and above that we have the TBSM version 4 dashboard. That's the way it is known. Everything is in fact fed into the server. The server is its primary component that takes in, and essentially that's the engine which correlates and composes all the information that then can be displayed on the dashboard. You can see on the very bottom of the display we see out-of-box event mapping. We take in any number of components. On the right-hand side of that bottom box, you'll see IMS, CICS, DB2, SA390, as well as some of our third-party solutions that are out there. So we're taking in any number of feeds coming from a Z system. But moving over, we can see we can bring in information from tech. And, of course, you see in the list Omegamon. So we're bringing in feeds from that as well. So we're bringing in all feeds from all sources, so we're having a complete end-to-end view across the board. As well as we can do reporting, we're doing our discovery with Tatum, as well as any integrations we might have from any other systems you might have in your environment. Moving on to page 23 is the TBSM integration page. Again, a little more technical here. So we're dealing with some of the technology directions that we're heading, some of the integrations that we have. Just from a technical standpoint, you can see on the bottom lower right-hand side, we can see your OS, or that's ZOS, DB2, WebSphere. You can see CICS, IMS, and DB2. All that information from OmegaMon can, in fact, be fed either from the OS itself or the subsystem, or OmegaMon can be fed directly into our TTBSM data server for its consumption, as well as any third-party monitors that you might have. Can be fed in through tech, and then can be fed in through our integration mechanism and directly into the TBSM data server again. We also offer very, very, very key navigation in context. So we can navigate in context. We can go from the BSM dashboard, you can see the arrow, going directly into the TEP console, Tivoli Enterprise Portal console. So we do navigate then. So if a problem is occurring, and you've identified this within the BSM dashboard, with a simple right mouse click, you're able to then navigate from the BSM dashboard, or TBSM, directly into the TEP console for further deep down root cause analysis. Moving forward, on page 24, some information on status and structure, just so that we all understand that from a BSM standpoint, there's really two things that we're looking for. We're looking for status, and we're looking for structure. Status is the health of a certain component, and we want to know if there's any problems with it, so we can send an event based on the condition of a certain component within my environment. OmegaMon is very good at that. NetCool Omnibus is good at that. NetView for ZOS. Any one of these components here can actually send an event into TBSM, so TBSM can then consume that information and display that for you visually. On the other side, you can see structure. The structure is how things are built from a dependency and discovery standpoint. From there, we can use several tools for that. We can use TATM, we can use the CMDB. We're also able to talk to and communicate with third-party CMDBs, as well as discovery library adapters, which I'll go into coming right up after this section. Discovery Library Adapter is something that allows you to discover and find the dependencies of certain sources within your system. And let's move on to that and talk about that right now. So on page 25, Business Service Management, Discovery Library Adapters on ZOS. Starting off, page 26, what is a Discovery Library Adapter? Well, quite simply, it's there to discover your resources and relationships for TBSM. So what it can find are, for instance, it discovers your ZOS environment. It discovers how many KIC systems you might have. It might discover your IMS systems, if you have that. It might discover your DB2 system. It'll discover your WebSphere environment. So it discovers your resources beneath that, as well as how they are related. So I understand that CICS A, CICS B, and CICS C all are running in a specific LPAR, for instance. And then CICS D, E, and F are running in another LPAR. So understand the relationships between the two. I understand if they're communicating. The idea behind a DLA is to make sure there are no prerequisites. In other words, we want to make the discovery process just as easy and as fast as possible for you to implement. Well, all it simply does is it creates what's called an XML file. It's simple. And it uses something called an IDML, an Identity Markup Language Format, which conforms to a standard model, industry standard, called a Common Data Model. This information is automatically stored for you once you run this one CLA, and it has a minimal of prerequisites associated with it. The XML files are also loaded in TATM, which is our application discovery solution, via the discovery library bulk loader. And the XML files can also be loaded directly in the TBSM version 4. There are, in fact, three discovery library adapters, or DLAs, that are available to you. The DLAs are downloadable directly off of our OPAL site. and they are, in fact, very easy to get, and they're bundled with TVSMZ. Starting off with the ZOS VLA, what does it do? Well, it discovers my hardware, discovers my details, my address-based details, and subsystem details for DB2, IMS, MQ Series, CICS, and WebSphere. Very, very complete, very, very detailed analysis. There's something called a TMS DLA. It's the Tivoli Monitoring Services Discovery Library Adapter. And what it identifies are all your managed systems, including your distributed and OmegaMon XE mainframe agents in logical groupings. It makes sure we discover everything that's out there as well. So if you have OmegaMon monitoring your CICS systems or OmegaMon monitoring your CICS environments, we will make that discovery automatically with the TMS DLA. And the final one is the IBM Tivoli NetView for ZOS DLA, and that simply discovers your System Z IP managed element data. Moving on to page 27, the key here is that we wanted to provide you with very quick time to value. Since it is XML, it is extremely fast. It loads the XML directly into TBSM where it can understand it and read it. We want to make it simple and efficient and accurate. Quite simply, a DLA is nothing more than a batch job. If you're prepared to run and start a task that's simply not necessary, it's simply a batch job that runs out of the box. Very little configuration is required by you. You simply run the batch job out of the box, and it writes directly to a PDF, a member within a PDSE. It's very, very fast. You don't need any domain knowledge either. So in other words, you don't need to be the CICS expert to execute this DLA. You don't need to be the IMS expert to execute the DLA. It does not require complex customization, not a lot of domain information, and not a lot of site knowledge. Just simply run the DLA. It is very simple. We want to make sure it's as simple as absolutely as possible. Well, what is some of the relevancy surrounding this? We have the Tivoli Monitoring Services DLA comes with the TEP, Tivoli Enterprise Portal. It just comes with it. It will reveal all your managed systems, including ITM and OmegaMon XE, and provides your logical view of all the collections. Your NetView ZOS DLA will discover your IP networking technologies. Next one down. Recognizing that System Z and distributed network servers, it recognizes all those elements and all the attributes associated. Finally, the key on the very bottom is the ZOS DLA and the TMS DLA can be used independently or in conjunction with each other. Our recommendation from IBM is to use them in conjunction with each other. Run the ZOS DLA, run the TMS DLA. The main strengths then of each will be fully covered and revealed to you in its discovery. In other words, the main strength of a ZOS DLA is not fully covered by the TMS DLA. You're going to get all your subsystem information and Z hardware discovery from the ZOS DLA. On the other hand, the TMS DLA will in fact enable context-sensitive launch to the TEP and handle all your correlation to ITM and OmegaMon. So the recommendation here is, yes, they can be run independently, but our recommendation is probably run these in conjunction with one another to gain the full benefit. Moving forward, on page 30, the OmegaMon integration with TBSM is the final component. What we're doing here is importing resource information from all the OmegaMon agents via the TMS DLA. We're going to provide, next bullet down, is providing support for ZOS data sources using OmegaMon as a key source for all the resource information. So OmegaMon status events are mapped right out of the box. And the final bullet, support any ZOS data source. We have something called the EIF probe, and that will, in fact, be able to support virtually any status feed from NetView ZOS or SA or System Automation ZOS and so forth. Some key examples now, moving towards some screenshots. I'm on page 31. This is an example of the Tivoli Enterprise Portal, right? And what we're seeing then is a BSM solution for ZOS as we're aligning ourselves with OmegaMon. So we can see CICS has been discovered, and we can see some of the way it's structured and its dependencies. And on the chart, you're seeing a hierarchical display of a specific service, or what the CICS groups might actually look like as it's defined within this particular company. Integration interfaces, then, it's discovery information. Any IDML, which is the identity markup language, can provide a resource in relationships to TBSM. So if you are, in fact, using the IDML standard, you can feed this information in TBSM. There is some features within TBSM called the External Service Dependency Adapter, which allows you to collect and federate information from any variety of other sources, including Z. And there is a function called autopop, or autopopulation, which allows you to populate the resources into TBSM automatically. Naturally, when TATM or CCMDB is in the environment, TBSM will import all resource and relationships information. From a status feed standpoint, any source that sends events to Omnibus or TEC can then be read by TBSM. Simple. Anything that sends information to Omnibus or TEC can, in fact, be consumed by TBSM. We designed it very quick and very easy and definitely out of the box. Here's some quick examples on page 33 onward on some of the contextual launch and context on a ZOS environment. Here we see an example of a DB2 system. This is, in fact, TBSM, Tivoli Business Service Manager. And we've done some discovery on a Z environment. We see Stock Trader. If you take a close look at the scorecard, we see Stock Trader. We see it's an online trade. Looks like it's having some problems. Well, we see the events are turning red in the events column. CICS, we can do some quick drill down, and we can identify specific database. DB81-LP11 looks like it's having some problems right now as it is currently in a red state. So we can see right away that on a visualization standpoint, in effect, DB2 is, in fact, having some problems with this particular service, or the service is having problems running because of this particular issue right now with DB2. So what we're providing you with is some drill-down capability. We can right-mouse-click on that particular disturbing entity, and you can see show, and the example showing, you can see then identifying some of the areas that you can immediately launch to. You can see service affecting events, so you can do root cause analysis. You can see the service affecting events. You can show rules. You can see what rule did I apply to this particular event, right? What threshold did I set to it? We can navigate directly to that, so we'll be able to identify the root cause. We can take one step down from show. We can actually launch. As I mentioned earlier, we have the ability to launch in context directly into the TEP, the Tivoli Enterprise Portal, for further analysis. So from launch in context, the Tivoli Enterprise Portal, we can go to tools, and we can actually launch. Again, the slide 36 is where I am. We can launch from integrations. We can launch back into TBSM. We can launch into the TEP. The example I'm going to show you is launching from TBSM on page 37 and going directly into the TEP. So we identified earlier that DB2 was having a problem with a specific service. We identified that service visually. We identified it was DB2. And from the TBSM solution, we now launch directly into Tivoli Enterprise Portal, or the TEP, to make some identifications as to what's happening in my DB2 system. So we can do direct root cause analysis and hopefully take the corrective action. Well, thank you very much. That concludes my presentation. What I'd like to do now is be able to take any questions you may have, and what I'd like to do is turn this back over to the operator.
Thank you. Thank you, Clayton. Now we would like to ask you to participate in a brief electronic survey. Right after the survey, we will have a live question and answer session with the presenter. Your feedback is important to us, and we do appreciate the time you take to answer these questions. To participate, simply press the star key followed by the number that best corresponds to your choice. Please listen to all options before making your selection. And our first question today, please evaluate your level of satisfaction with today's teleconference. If it was high, press star 1. If it was medium, press star 2. If it was low, press star 3. And we'll pause for just a moment. Our second question was the level of technical information presented in this teleconference. If it was at the right level, press star 1. If it was not technical enough, press star 2. And if it was more technical than I needed to hear, press star 3. We'll pause again. Our third question, is your company looking to business service management solutions to help enable ITIL? If we already have a business service management solution, press star 1. If we do not have a business service management solution, but we are currently considering them, press star 2. If we do not have a business service management solution and we are not considering any at this time, press star 3. We'll pause for just a moment. And our final question is, we hope you have enjoyed the teleconference today. Please let us know if you are interested in receiving additional information or follow-up regarding the products discussed today. If yes, press star 1. And if no, press star 2. That does conclude our survey for today. At this time, we would like to take your questions. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your touch-tone telephone. Once again, that is star 1 if you have a question today, and we'll pause for just a moment. At this time, there are no questions, but one final reminder that it is star 1 if you have a question. And it appears there are no questions today. Mr. Ching, did you have any closing remarks today?
No, just wanted to thank everybody that was able to join the call. Business service management certainly is a growing market. It provides a lot of our customers with some very key methods of problem determination as well as managing their business, certainly on a more business level. Excuse me. But again, thank you very much for being on the call.
That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you all for your participation and have a great day.